discovering God's plan for your life might seem like a daunting task, but Robert Morgan says it really isn't. I'm Steve Douglas, and Robert outlined some basic steps for us.
Well, there's just two or three very simple steps to it. The first is to be absolutely surrendered to the Lord, to be able to say, Lord, I believe you've got a plan for your life. It may be different from my plan, but I submit to your plan because I know that it's going to be better, and all that I have belongs to you. The Bible says that Christ died for us so that we who live might live, not for ourselves, but for him who died for us and rose again. And so we have to surrender ourselves to the Lord. And then the second thing is to meet with him every day in Bible study and prayer. And I think we need this devotional time, this quiet time with him every day.
And Robert knows how very important it is to look to God for daily direction.
And then after that, it's just a matter of saying, what does God want me to do today? We don't always have to figure out what we're to be doing a year from now. But if we can look around and just for today, there is someone we can encourage. Just for today, there is something we can volunteer to do. Just for today, there is a task that we can perform or a good deed that we can do. Then, you know, the aspect of seeking God's will very often is just saying, Lord, what do you want me to do today? And we find that if we're faithful in what he calls us to do today, then he will make it clear to us as time goes by what we're to do tomorrow.
So why don't you ask God what he wants you to do, and then look for those opportunities that he sets before you every day. What an adventurous way to live. For some helpful resources, go to makingyourlifecount.com.